they never want to watch anything that I do. Like, they're never interested.
Well, something that's coming up in March of 2022 is the 25th anniversary of Buffy. Can you believe it?
Really? Wow. I'm old.
I feel the same way. What is some of your favorite memories of doing that show? I feel like it honestly feels like 10 years ago.
I think as an actor, you always want to create something that holds up, that stands the test of time, that makes an impact. And we did that with Buffy. And that's really, that's the golden ticket right there.
Big time. You mentioned last fall that your kids had started watching some episodes. Have they finished the series yet?
They haven't finished. You know, once we got into season 5, I have to sort of cherry pick which ones, because they're still young. Like, there's a lot in season 6 they can't see. So we're working our way slowly through it. And then they've gotten distracted by other shows along the way.
Definitely. When do you think you're going to let them see some of those later seasons?
When they're 30?
Yeah, that's probably good. What shows are you guys into as a family now that we've been sort of in this binge-watching culture? What are you guys loving?
They were really into the show that was on the Disney Channel called Secrets of Sulphur Springs.
Okay.
My kids were like super, like they couldn't wait for that. And actually, this is going to sound like a plug for myself, but it's actually not. They never want to watch anything that I do. Like, they're never interested. And I got the first 5 episodes of Masters of the Universe, and I had to watch it because we were doing like our panel the next day. I hadn't seen it. So we all sat down to watch the first episode, and then I said, okay, guys, like, time to shower and, you know, whatever. And then they all came back down, and I'm like, what's wrong? They're like, we want to watch the rest. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, we want to see what happens. And I was like, okay, this never happens. They all came down to watch, and then it was like late, and I said, okay, it's a school night. We have to go to bed. They got up the next morning, dressed, ate breakfast, got ready for school so early because they were like adamant that they wanted to see the rest. And that never happens.
That is the ultimate seal of approval.
Yeah. I told them, I'm like, you got the ultimate seal. My kids wanted to watch something that I was in.